Dickerson Road is a one-mile dead-end street in an industrial area of Reno. It has a gritty history, including crime, motorcycle clubs, and even a hippie commune at one point. Now, it's experiencing a revitalization and becoming a haven for artists. Our reporter Holly Hutchings has the story.
A train rolls behind once gray warehouses that are now adorned with colorful murals and bright fronts. They house hip boutiques selling everything from succulents to bikinis. Inside the bright teal storefront of Wedge Ceramics, about a dozen artists mold clay, unfazed by the rumbling. Store owner Sam Stremmel has been on the street for 7 years.
I run into people sometimes. I'm like, oh yeah, we're down on Dickerson. They're like, ooh, isn't that like a bad area of town?
The road holds memories of old Reno that then gave way to a stigma of crime. Stremmel's view from her doorstep has changed in her time here.
We saw really weird things. They're like, you know, 6 a.m. visitors to people in warehouses across the street. And the homeless, you know, they walk down the street to go stay at Oxbow Park and walk back into town during the day. And those aren't as sketchy as like the drug deals that were going on. Even when we moved in, I think it was better than it had been.
Stremmel says the atmosphere that once dominated Dickerson could be unwelcoming. Businesses on the street have since been working to make it a place where people want to come and linger.
I opened the indoor plant store across the street, and that's just one more location for people to go check out on a Saturday or Sunday after they have brunch at Oxbow Cafe. So it is more walkable now that the little spaces are filling in. And we get calls every day at the ceramic studio wondering if we have space for rent or if we know of a warehouse that's for sale.
Along with the cute storefronts, there is also a mix of residences, studios, a nature sanctuary, and a Dickerson staple that has endured, auto shops. At one of them, Co Auto, a mechanic presses a button and a silver SUV lifts high into the air. He uses his power drill to unbolt the tires. Another employee maneuvers through multiple wrenches with his head buried under the hood of a red sedan. Co Auto's garage is pretty typical, but when customers drop off their vehicle, they step into a more unexpected space, an art gallery.
Everything from ceramics to metal forging to paintings to jewelry making.
That's Vinny Lucido, one of the owners.
The idea initially was to just bring in local artists to give them exposure. We don't take any commissions from any art sales we make. We just wanted to have cool art and we wanted to support our local artists. So it seemed really sensible to bring in local artwork and have it rotate out and bring in a new vibe.
The once gravel country road is getting busier with more residential development and visitors. Lucido knows that the extra traffic is good for business. However, he appreciates how it's still relatively unknown.
I like how it's kind of still a secret little street. Most people aren't even aware of Oxbow Nature Park, and the nature park is surreal. It's beautiful, probably one of the prettiest places in the downtown Reno area, and people don't utilize it.
Another store owner is Ken Blazer of Crafty's Auto, who's worked on the street for 40 years. He says people on the road are taking more care and that it's cleaner. He likes the way things are evolving, but with it come some growing pains.
There's not enough room for all the people and the people that work here. They need to stop building on Dickerson. Stop building apartments and condos. They're just continuing to build them over here. And there's too many people.
Blazer still says the tight, family-like community makes up for any drawbacks. He's been here since his first job after high school, and he has no plans to move anytime soon. Holly Hutchings, Reno Public Radio News.
In conjunction with Art Town, art spaces and merchants will open their doors as part of Discover Dickerson this Saturday. The event is in its 5th year and invites visitors to come and explore the neighborhood. Learn more at arttown.org. As a note of disclosure, KUNR is a media sponsor of Art Town.